raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracea that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Do you think it's possible to change your body chemistry without taking a drug, a pill, or eating wheatgrass? This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. To enhance blood flow and oxygenate your entire body, the answer to that question is yes, and it could be as simple as learning a new way to breathe. Deep breathing, or sometimes called balloon breath, provides increased blood flow and oxygen, which your body needs. This is how you add this breathing technique. Sit up nice and straight in your chair, lower your shoulders, and take a deep breath in through your nose while inflating your lungs. Hold for a count of four and slowly purse your lips and exhale as if you're blowing up a balloon. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Judge upholds hate crime enhancement for murder of a Atascadero man. Juneteenth celebration for Paso Robles this Saturday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings. Battery backup for security. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Ahead of the trial for 23-year-old Tyler Stevens of Paso Robles, a hearing was held to determine whether the charges should be enhanced as a hate crime. Stevens is accused of murdering 32-year-old Atascadero resident Todd Joseph Pinion back in 2024. Pinion and his dog were reported missing in October. His dog, Spock, was found dead at the base of the Cuesta Grade, and Pinion's body was found a few days later near Tassajara Creek. Prosecutors argued that Stevens killed Pinion because he was gay. The defense attorney of Stevens argued that the correlation was not causation and said there was no sufficient evidence that Stevens killed Pinion because he was gay. Prosecutors, however, argued that Stevens' phone records were wiped prior to his arrest and that he intentionally kept a trophy of Pinion's furry mask after killing him. Furries are a community of people who don anthropomorphic personas, also called fursonas, sometimes engaging in sexual activities as said personas. The judge upheld the hate crime enhancement. Juneteenth Jubilee will be holding a Juneteenth celebration in the downtown city park for Paso Robles this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Juneteenth is a federal holiday commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. The celebration this Saturday will be a Juneteenth Jubilee with keynote speaker Dr. Eurydice Stanley, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. Also present will be dancers, songs, a kids' play zone, food, and a celebration of Black culture and achievements. In observance of the federal holiday, City of Paso Robles offices will be closed on Friday, June 19th. Templeton Fire reminds residents of fireworks policies for 4th of July. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blaze & Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blaze and Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazeandbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. As the 4th of July holiday approaches, the Templeton Fire Department reminds residents there will be zero tolerance for illegal fireworks. Templeton Fire also says some of the regulations have changed regarding safe and sane fireworks. These may be sold, possessed, and used within district boundaries and are defined under California Health and Safety Code Section 12529. Changes to the regulations are where safe and sane fireworks may be discharged. Only on privately owned, non-commercial property, and only with the permission of the property owner. Fireworks are prohibited in the streets and public right-of-way, parking lots, sidewalks, commercial properties, and more. Fireworks may also only be discharged between 12 p.m. and 10 p.m. on the 4th of July. Additionally, violations may result in criminal penalties and fines. The City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will kick off this Saturday, June 20th through August 29th. Each Saturday at the Atascadero Park Bandstand will feature a concert with food trucks to go alongside the entertainment. There will be no concerts on the 4th of July or July 18th. Kicking off the concert series this Saturday is Garden Party, a classic soft rock band playing covers of 60s and 70s folk rock music. All Atascadero concerts are free to attend. Bring a low back chair and your wallet to purchase any food. The Grover Beach Police Department has released an update regarding its ongoing investigation into a peeping situation at Planet Fitness in Arroyo Grande. Officers responded to Planet Fitness in December 2025 after a woman caught a camera recording her changing in the tanning booth. By the time police arrived, the man was gone, but they've been able to identify the man through forensic examinations and victim identification efforts. There are now 23 positively identified victims in this case, likely with more. The identified suspect is 40-year-old Kyle L. Combs of Grover Beach. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Rays 1-0, the Pirates beat the Athletics 6-5, the Cardinals over the Padres 3-2, the Angels shut out the Diamondbacks 7-0, the Giants and Braves game was suspended due to rain, the Yankees beat the White Sox 12-2. Tonight, the Giants will face the Braves in a doubleheader. The Angels will go against the Diamondbacks. The Padres will face the Cardinals. The Dodgers will go against the Rays. The Athletics will face the Pirates. And the Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, The San Andreas Fault has reached the highest levels of stress in 1,000 years, according to a study by researchers at the University of Hawaii and Manoa. The study was recently published in Journal of Geophysical Research, Solid Earth. They said this is not a prediction of when an earthquake will happen, but still encourages residents to prepare for an earthquake. Two college students were killed after being swept into the ocean while napping near a popular beach in Southern California. The two women were identified as 21-year-old Harshita Nareer and 20-year-old Mihal Saran, both from Fremont. Incoming tides caught the women off guard and pulled them into the water. Rescuers managed to save them from the waters, but they later died in a nearby hospital. Two Southern California men have been arrested after law enforcement alleged they were involved in a plot to carry out an attack targeting government officials at the UFC Freedom 250 cage fighting event in the White House over the weekend. The plan involved explosive-laden drones, which were supposed to strike nearby buildings, triggering an evacuation order to move crowds toward the sniper team, which would then fire on, quote, high-value targets. Other involved individuals were from Ohio, Missouri, and Nebraska. The two California men were 24-year-old Brian Omar Roa and 32-year-old Michael Allen Thomas. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. As most know by now, New World screwworm has officially crossed into the United States, driven north by warming weather and the natural migration of the fly. RCAF USA CEO Bill Bullard.
Producers have to be extremely vigilant to monitor their livestock and their pets and themselves, you know, to make sure that any open wounds are not infested by this deplorable pet. So this is a huge problem. The United States combated it before, back in the 60s. It took several years to eradicate it from the United States, and now that's our goal again, is to do the same. So we think that Vector Agriculture is doing what can be done to help prevent the further spread of the disease or the pest. But we should expect that there will likely be more pests as the eradication efforts are underway.
Bullard reiterates that the meat is still consumable.
It is not a food safety issue. This is a live animal issue. We'll have to wait and see and continue to be vigilant and support the efforts to drive this pest back to Central America.
Bullard states another real concern is if NWS gets into the wild hog and or wild deer populations. Currently, there are no reports of it in wildlife. However, a sheep is the latest species, as reported confirmed, of the New World screwworm in Texas.
When you see a cloud of flies over your herd, you're not just seeing flies. You're seeing lost weight gain and lost profit. Horn flies can drain cattle performance. SmartLick fly control supplements use Clarify larvicide or Altacid IGR to break the fly cycle where it starts. No spraying, no gathering cattle. Just put out the tub and protect your cattle. Treat the problem. Protect your profits. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Labor shortages, rising costs, and water access emerged as key concerns for California farmers during discussions at the 2026 AgriPulse Food and Ag Issues Summit. The annual conference, held earlier this month in Sacramento, brought together policymakers and agricultural leaders. Dan Sumner, an agricultural economist at the University of California, Davis, said changes affecting immigrant laborers have caused uncertainty for some farmers, with the threat of immigration raids worrying farmers and workers. There's a bunch of fear out there, and I don't think it would take more than an incident or two to make real chaos for hired farm labor, Sumner said. We really will see incredible stress on all of agriculture and, of course, the families involved. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with low 50s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy Friday and Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday through Wednesday next week. Low 70s Friday, upper 70s Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, mid-80s on Monday, upper 80s Tuesday, 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher after yesterday's record for the Dow, with Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate oil both holding under $80 a barrel. Retail sales rose 0.9% in May, a sign that consumers are more resilient than expected. Income tax refunds continued to come in last month. The Federal Reserve meeting wraps up today, the first led by new chair Kevin Warsh. SpaceX is up another 4% at the market open. CarMax, the used car seller, says its sales rose in the recent quarter, though it cut prices to boost business, so its profit was down from a year ago. Allbirds, the shoe company that pivoted to artificial intelligence, is changing its name to Smartbird. It's completed the sale of its Allbirds brand and footwear. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
For over four decades, one local jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through the doors as an employee, learning from the jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, alongside her husband, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility. Not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking shape. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon, the cases will speak differently. More focused, more intentional, more personal. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, luxury jewelry and design from the heart.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Emailing to the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL on this Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
After all the jets are in the boxes and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All right, Chris Bausch will be on with Karen this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. And let's see here on the text. Owning a phone in some cases is indirectly mandated. I went to a paperless sporting event. Your ticket was on your phone. When I bought the tickets online, it would not allow me to print them. Own a phone or don't go. Well, I've mentioned that several times. I do not like it. I want something in my hand. I don't want to be carrying a phone with me. But I am in the minority. People have gotten used to carrying phones, so they don't mind it. I don't need a phone at a sporting event. Well, Kevin, what if something happened? Well, you know, I'm 3 hours away. It's not much anything. We've lived this, I've lived long without it, so, but now I have to do it. So, unless, again, my choice, I don't have to go to a game, but I like to go.
Adding on to that as well, having a phone, or at least a cell phone, is also almost mandatory for getting a job these days as well. I remember when my brother was first out of high school and he applied to so many different places, they wouldn't hire him just because he didn't have a cell phone on him. And eventually he asked, like, hey, Chris, can I just give them your cell phone number? And then when I get a job and make money, I'll buy one on my own. I said, sure. And he got hired, and they would use my number to text basically every single day, because without that, I guess they didn't want to hire him.
What was the need to be in constant contact with him when he's not at work?
Asking him to pick up extra shifts, talking about some things that could be improved with the closing and opening shifts as a group, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, so obviously your folks didn't have a landline.
We did.
Well, why didn't he just give him the landline number?
Because they wanted to text him. They didn't want to call him.
Hmm. What are your thoughts?
I think it was a little unnecessary considering it was just a subway. Like,
right.
I don't think you need to be in constant contact with an employee to the point where, you know, some things come up. I do understand. But in that case, leave a voicemail, which you can do on a landline.
Right, and there's no guarantee. Although, okay, in your experience, when you text or call somebody on their phone, do they usually pick up or respond, you know, quickly?
They seem to respond to texts a lot quicker than a call.
Okay, because when the call's coming in, you can see who it is, and I don't want to talk to them.
That or... it's just like, you know, let's say you're in an environment where you can't really talk or like you don't want to get on the phone. It can be a lot easier to just text a message to somebody.
Okay. All right. I've gotten to the point where I prefer text messages instead of the phone call.
Understandable.
But the opinions on cashless ball games are mixed. And this... the convenience and speed isn't necessarily there, because I've experienced it. Because you still have the idiots that stand in line, and when they get up there, they still don't know what they want. They've been standing in line for 5 minutes. Now, others, but we have no choice. Well, again, we have a choice. We don't have to go. But they... know that people are, for the most part, that's not going to affect them going to whatever event it may be. Now, here's one of the things that the vendors are aware of. They realize that many of the fans will overspend because they're swiping a card instead of physically watching cash leave their wallet. Does that sound familiar? Now, patrons express the frustration over paying added credit card convenient fees or having taxes applied to small purchases that previously had the tax bundled into the cash price. So, you know, and this is one of the first things I heard about at these events, that, well, it's convenience. It's, well, and maybe fans do think about it. I don't know. Some people like it because they don't have to carry large amounts of cash or worry about losing the change. Jesus. How about losing your phone? And... you don't have to carry a large amount of cash. You can bring, like I used to do, I'm taking $40 to a ball game. That's it. That's all I have. So I can't spend any more. I'd bring the $40, my keys, obviously, and my license. I didn't put it in a wallet. Didn't have a bring my phone. That was it. So we come up with all these things. Losing large accounts of cash and stuff, payments drastically reduced, wait times. I'm not buying that because people still dilly-dally up there. So I just, I still do, though, because when I go, I usually go with my brother, and I just give him the cash. And I say, okay, here's whatever. And he's like me. He doesn't tip on the credit with this anymore. So anyway, it's up to you. That's just the way society's going. So again, when you say you don't have a choice, well, you do have a choice, but it's limited. Limited. Okay, so let's see here. We go back to the effect of the trivia question from last hour, not on us, but as society. So the concern for many people is that the fact that there is some data regarding the date back in 1962, because I think it went into effect in 1963, the banned scare, the banned school-led mandatory prayer. Okay, so it didn't ban prayers entirely, but there has been a track record of this. So if you go to 62 or 63, that the social morality increases in divorce, teen pregnancy, and violent crime in the decades following this have increased dramatically at the largest times in American history. Now, is that just... is that a coincidence? I haven't seen anything that says that, but maybe you have some thoughts on that. And the reason for, who was that lady, Madeline O'Hare or whatever, who eventually was murdered, I think by one of her so-called followers, I'll just say followers for the heck of it. But anyway, so if we tie this in, let's just play a little... quarterbacking here, Monday morning quarterbacking. So let's just say the debate on this, because the statistics are there regarding the increase in violent crime, pregnancies, teenage pregnancy, increases in divorce, and obviously the morality of society. Again, let's just, okay, take this date in 1962, 1963. And then you pile on the great society of an expanded welfare program in this country. You have two significant things that happened within a couple of years. And based on the statistics regarding the things I mentioned along the violent crime and others, then you have a huge increase in the dependency on Americans on the welfare system. And when I mean welfare system, I mean all these social government programs for people who make bad decisions in their lives. Do you think that is connected in some way? I do. I do. It just, it plays into the, I think, to the definite decline of the United States of America. Now we see statistics saying that the younger generation, and I don't mean teenagers only, I mean younger generation under 40, they have, shall we say, less respect for the United States of America. If that's the case, somebody ought to ask them, then why are so many people wanting to come into America? If it's that bad, if you don't like it that much or respect it or have pride in your country, why are so many people trying to come here? Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Linda George. I wanted to give you a highlight of a grant that was proposed last night for the homeless and a question that came out last night at City Council about data centers, about whether we would have one here. But last night, the homeless service director requested permission to apply for a grant for $12 million, 12 to 14 million. Well, as I presented the grant, it turns out Haslow wants 70% of that money to build apartments. Echo wants another good chunk of that money for a kitchen. So if we get this grant, that is a city grant, not county, city grant, that means we would only get about $4 million for the city alone. My contention is Haslow is a county program. So why is the county and Echo, who is private, according to Ashley Hernandez, private, why is Echo and Haslow taking the lion's share of a grant for the city? And Gregory's response was, well, Haslow's not a county office. No, it's not a county office. But what they want to do is acquire, I was going to say the wrong word, and build Moose apartments, and that apartments and another interim housing. And what that does in this city for the 300 or less homeless we have is perpetuate the homeless problem. So they're making buildings. Let's say we get this grant, okay? So they're looking at housing first, which is usually what everybody says. But in this kitchen, this is going to go into Echo. This is not going to be a kitchen for the homeless to access. This is just another meeting room and a kitchen that Echo wants. So I've been really frustrated with this concept because if Haslow wants money, why are they latching on and then asking for most of that grant money? So we're talking about almost $9 million. If this grant is approved and we get it, which we most likely will, at least $9 million of it is going to go to Haslow. So I said to the council last night, we don't apply for city grants to give it to county programs. But I'm really, really, and then on top of it, they want to make a program with all this money. And some of the counselors asked last night, well, if we establish this program, you know, they want us to pay salary and things like that, like we do for RECO. So this grant extends to 2029. So what happens after that? We don't know. Are you going to come back and ask the city for money to continue this program? We don't know.
Well, Linda, that was my question on the housing part is, okay, I'm not being smart alecky here. What can you build for $9 million these days as far as this, you know, I'm not talking about a single home.
Right.
You know, we've seen the astronomical cost of these so-called apartments in Los Angeles, where each apartment was, you know, valued at over $600,000 to build.
Yes. Yeah. So,
and then who maintains them after it's built?
Well, that was the question last night, and the answer was we don't know. Well, it's kind of like we're going to cross that bridge when we get there. So let's say we get this grant. And that means in 5 years or so, we're going to have to figure out how to continue the program if it's successful. So these are the things that get to me because, like you just mentioned in L.A., these nonprofits and these NGOs, they are taking the lion's share of the homeless money in California. And as you see, Gavin Newsom is under, he already got charged for not reporting his stuff, right? $33,000, I think it was, a fine from the FPPC. And so that has been the grift in California, is using all these homeless grant monies and recycling it into, in the end, nothing, because nothing produces anything. And I said that last night, we still have the same 100-odd people down in the riverbed.
Mm-hmm.
Don Addis fined for it, and so did Panetta and Laird. Well, of course, because they're Democrats and it's housing first. For me, it's not housing, it's shelter. I think what the city should concentrate is removing the barriers of them getting the housing before you build them housing. And that's what. And my other contention is, why are you putting all the homeless on Spring Street? I'm not a NIMBY, but we also have senior centers here. Oakland had a big nightmare, and L.A. did too, about having a lot of homeless buildings around seniors. It's not compatible.
Well,
And so I'm just concerned about the fact that this city has no concept. Our new homeless services director, she's a great person. This is not an insult onto her, but she just literally became part of the county machine that perpetuates homelessness in this city and in this county last night.
Well, Linda, let me be Kevin here, frankly. I don't know this lady, and to qualify, you know, to say that she's great, great is an overused word. Again, I'm not going at you, but you know what? I look at some of these people, and because we had some lady call in, you know, a couple of months ago regarding this, And there was really no information that came forward on what she was accomplishing and what she was trying to do. But I guess my point is, we know that a lot of these people, this is just a damn cottage industry, and it's job security.
And it showed last night. It showed. I was so upset because these are people's lives. I saw one gal I see her all the time. I said last night that I saw Rebecca at Black Oak Corner. It looked like a cat chewed her up and spit her out. Her hair was sticking up all over the place. And I said, that woman, I have been saying for 4 years she needs to be on SSI. No one's applied for her yet for 4 years. So, you know, I have a different program planned, as I've mentioned in the past. And, you know, the city rejected it. I've spoken with, and even when I was at Safety Fest, I've spoken with other agencies who think it is a winner, the program I'm working on. And I'm going to give them one more chance to look at this, because I think the biggest problem, and I had it with my own son recently, is that if you have bad credit, you don't have a job history, you don't have, you have warrants, you have all those things, you know, you're not going to get into housing. And those are the same barriers that Haslow and everybody else end up putting up in the end for them. And that was the biggest complaint for the homeless advocates in our city, is that once they get their voucher to go into permanent housing, they somehow get kicked out of Haslow. So there's a lot of grift going on here. I saw it last night. I was very offended for a $12 to $14 million grant that a countywide program would come in and take 70% of it.
Linda, in some of these situations, you know, when we hear that, you know, the housing, these apartments, is there a timeline for how long these people are allowed to be in these apartments?
Well, see, that's the point. They approved a grant, and we don't have those things hammered out like we would do if we built an entirely apartment building from scratch. Okay, you got to go through the planning commission. You need permits. You need this. Well, this grant acquires and builds, so we don't know how much more it's going to cost the city or the state or the county to complete the project. I see this Moose apartment never being finished, because when 2029 rolls around, what happens when there's no more money and it's not completed? So I just saw the entire grift last night in our own county, and it really upset me that these women, Wendy Lewis, the late, I forgot her name last night from Haslow, and now Ashley would think this is so great because we're going to have permanent housing. So my question is, what about right now?
Well, the other thing about that, too, is, and the reason why I asked the question about the length is, okay, you give me permanent housing. The government's also feeding me. What incentive do I have to do now that I have a roof over my head and I'm getting fed? What incentive do I have to better myself?
Absolutely none.
Right.
Absolutely not. And so I just thought I would bring that up. I mean, I know it was just a request to apply for the grant, but, you know, regardless, I honestly hope we don't get it. But if we do get it, there's so many more things that are going to be a bigger problem, and that money's going to get squandered away, and there's not going to be one brand new kitchen, not one new apartment, nothing. It's just going to get squandered because it's not going to be enough anything.
All right.
But I just thought I'd bring that up. And the other quick question, comment last night was, should Paso have a data center?
Okay.
You don't have to answer that. That was the main question last night, that takeaway from the city council.
Well, you know, according to the city, because they're in a lawsuit against the Quiet Title, where's the water?
Well, that's exactly what one of the ladies brought up. She said Salinas, is going to build a data center, and she found out how much water those things utilize. And last night, I mean, I talked to Great Wall, but last night they said in their presentation, Paso has plenty of water.
Oh, so imagine that.
All night long, we have tons of water. We meet our needs. We got everything we need.
Yep. All right, Linda, we're out of time. Got to go. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks for that. That's a pretty big story. All right, here we go.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Juneteenth Jubilee will be holding a celebration in the Paso Robles downtown city park this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Juneteenth is a federal holiday commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. The keynote speaker for the celebration will be Dr. Eurydice Stanley, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. As the 4th of July approaches, the Templeton Fire Department reminds residents there will be zero tolerance for illegal fireworks. For safe and sane fireworks, some regulations have changed. They may be discharged only on privately owned, non-commercial property and only with the permission of the property owner. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, it's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump says it's a strong deal with Iran. More to be revealed at his news conference wrapping up the G7 summit in France.
But it's a story. We are not investing 10 cents.
And says 99% of it is no nuclear weapon for Iran.
And the strait is going to be opening. It's already partially opened. It's going to be opening up soon in full over the next day or two.
With gas prices dropping, the new Fed head, Kevin Warsh, chairing his first meeting on interest rates. The D.C. mayor primary count complicated by ranked choice voting, the Socialist Democrat candidate leading. Sentencing now for the Long Island architect convicted of the Gilgo Beach serial killings, with victim impact statements from families of the eight women Rex Yuerman admitted to strangling and dumping their body parts along an ocean parkway. He's facing three life terms. America is listening to Fox News.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my...
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Sunshine today after some of the clouds get on out. Highs right around 80. A couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 50s. We'll be in the mid-70s on Thursday. Friday, low 70s, upper 70s Saturday for Dad's Day. Sunday, low 80s, mid-80s Monday, upper 80s Tuesday. And low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 548 a.m., 821 p.m. We are at 56. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Humidity Counter is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. The Paso Robles Community Emergencies Response Team, also known as CERT, is offering the CERT Basic Training Course. This 24-hour course is intended for family members 15 years of age. It's coming up. It started the 16th, and it'll go on the 18th, 23rd, and 25th from 6 till 9, and then Saturday, June 27th. And this will take place at the fire station on Union Road, the brand-new one. So find out what you need to know and protect yourself and your loved ones, and you'll be able to assist your neighbors as well. The Paso Robles Historical Society, known as the El Paso de Robles Area Historical Society, They are a nonprofit public benefit to corporation, and they want you to remember that membership application starts July 1st, and it's good through July 1st, 2026, through June 30th, 27. Find out how to apply and help out and preserve our history here in darn near paradise. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. As we move along here, running out a little bit of time. Yes, indeed. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. As I mentioned, Dad Day is coming up, so get it done. All right, we have leading off today Diana Vanderlip, Linda Hamilton, Melody Burbank, Ann Hazard, Sarah Nickett, Debbie Gardner, Allison Atkins, Ziva Atkins, Elisa Thorpe, and we have Henley Carey and Vicky Vargas. Those are your local celebrities. Okay, on my right-hand side, let's see this list today. Got to get through it. Igor Stravinsky, the composer, 1882-1971. Red Foley, country singer, 1910-1968. String Bean, country, Grand Ole Opry, 1915, murdered in 1973. Crazy Legs, Elroy Hirsch, Pro Football Hall of Famer, 1923-2004. Tennis Hall of Famer, Bud Collins, 1929-2016. Peter Lupus from Mission Impossible, 1932. One of the best, Bobby Bell, linebacker, 1940. The Newtster, Newt Gingrich, 1943. Barry Manilow, 1943. Art Bell, 1945-2018, but he's probably still alive. This guy had over 2,300 hits. Five Gold Gloves, Dave Concepcion, 1948. Also from the Fabulous Thunderbirds, that's a great name. Mike Buck, the drummer, 1952. Onward. Dan Jansen, the Olympic speed skater, 1965. Also on the list we have Joshua Leonard, the actor, 1975. Venus Williams, fine tennis player, 1980. Jodie Whittaker, the actress, 1982, and who else? That is it. Okay. Where are we? Who passed away on this day? I've got this over here, and as this thing doesn't like to stay up here, it just likes to bounce around and go back. Rodney King died in 2012. Ooh, one of my favorite dancers. Sid Charisse passed away in 2008. Swale, the thoroughbred horse race in 1984. And father of the bicycle industry, James Starley, he died in 1881. That's it. Okay. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He grew up in Carolina, and he wanted to play for the University of North Carolina, but they were segregated. They wouldn't let him. But the coach in North Carolina helped him, another coach get him up there at University of Minnesota. And when Bobby Bell, while he was playing for the Gophers, overall, they were 22-6, national champions in 1960. Rose Bowl, played in it in 61 and won the Rose Bowl in 1962. Two-time All-American, ended up with the Kansas City Chiefs and had an outstanding career, Super Bowl champion, and he's one of the greatest linebackers ever. And as Hank Stram said, that Bobby Bell was one of the most athletic players he ever coached, and he can probably play all 11 positions or 22 positions on the field. That says quite a bit about the amazing Bobby Bell to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. A judge has upheld the hate crime charge enhancement against 23-year-old Tyler Stevens of Paso Robles for the murder of 32-year-old Atascadero resident Todd Joseph Pinion back in 2024. The hate crime charges allege Stevens murdered Pinion because he was gay. The Grover Beach Police Department has released an update regarding its ongoing investigation into a peeping situation at Planet Fitness. Our officers identified 40-year-old Kyle L. Combs as a suspect in the case, with 23 positively identified victims. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Bobby Bell scored 9 touchdowns off the off his interceptions. Six off interceptions. That is tied for the most in NFL history. And he was also regarded as one of the greatest long snappers ever. So the guy could do everything on the football field. Amazing he is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. All right, another hour to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.